Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Good morning, Samantha.
My question is about my relationship with my parents.
Okay.
As far as honoring, I feel that our relationship is toxic and it's become toxic since I've grown away from them or separated from them a little bit, set boundaries, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm growing as a person and my relationship with my husband has been better and my work relationship's been better.
That's good.
But I know that I'm hurting them in the process. So,
how so?
Where does honoring your... Because I'm not as close with them as I used to be, and I know it hurts them, and the less I'm with them, the less I want to be with them.
Yeah.
It's not just me. My other sister is having a hard time with them as well. Mm-hmm. I have one sister who's a little bit more dependent on them, and she still, you know, kind of puts up with them, so to speak. But
yeah,
I don't know where I draw the line. What is honoring your parents? Am I sinning?
I don't think so. No, because remember that to honor your father and mother, it takes different forms. And sometimes it could be financial. Let's say that your mom and dad are in dire straits. And even if you don't like them, if it's not them gambling the money away or something, they just have a problem that they need help with. That would be an example of honoring your father and mother, to try to help them financially if that's what's necessary. You can only do what you can do, but we have an obligation to do that. To be respectful, to be attentive and grateful too, even though they may be difficult now. Don't forget they changed your diapers and they fed you and they housed you and they took care of you and loved you growing up. So there's a debt of gratitude that we all owe to our parents, even if they're not pleasant people. So my advice would be, in this case, Samantha, do the best you can. The fact that you're even experiencing this conflict is a good sign, because it shows, and God sees, that you desire to honor your parents, you desire to follow that commandment, even though you're not exactly sure how to do it. He knows that you want to do it. That's the main thing. It doesn't obligate you. On the other hand, though, you're not obligated to hang out with them. You're not obligated to have emotions. In other words, we can't manufacture emotions to fit what we want to have. You feel the way you feel. And not everybody is going to be your cup of tea. And if it so happens that your parents are just unpleasant people and you don't get along, you're not obligated to you know, dote on them if that's a cause of friction. But I would say,
yeah,
to do what you can to make the effort to be respectful, even though they're problematic in some ways, you know, to go beyond that and to show love and kindness. And you don't have to overdo it. You don't have to go overboard. But there is a happy medium there somewhere, and I'm sure you'll find it. And sometimes, here's one final thing, Samantha. Sometimes the act of kindness will cause you pain. It'll cause you some suffering because you don't like it. You don't enjoy it. That's all the more meritorious, it seems to me, that in those ways that you do try to extend that respect and the kindness, even if they're not grateful for it, you become a better person. You become more purified because you're enduring a bit of suffering in order to do something really good in God's eyes. Anyway, sorry, you had something more to say?
Oh, thank you. What if my happy medium isn't there? I just feel that they're never happy with me. And that's difficult to live with.
Yeah. Have you ever told them that in so many words?
In so many words, it's difficult to have conversations with them. And I think as they're getting older, they're getting a little bit more indignant and stubborn, it's getting more difficult, and I tend to want to pull away more.
I understand, but that happy medium is there. Maybe perhaps a letter, if you wrote a heartfelt letter to them, if it's too difficult to say it verbally because they won't hear it, maybe if you were to express this in a letter, I love you. I'm grateful to you. I really thank God for all the good things you've done, but I find it difficult for these reasons. And I wish we could have a good relationship, but I'm not sure how to do it because I feel like you don't approve of me. And everything I do, you find fault with. I mean, you can be really honest with them. And in a letter, it gives them an opportunity to read it and reread it and think about it in a way that you wouldn't have available if it was a face-to-face conversation. Sometimes letters are better that way.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Ask God, I'm sure you have, but just as a word of encouragement, ask the Lord to show you what is the path through this difficult situation. And just ask him, Lord, I need a solution here. What is my solution? What should I do? What would you want me to do? Because after all, you gave the commandment to honor your father and mother. So how can I fulfill your commandment, Lord? And he'll show you.
I will. And I haven't done that yet. So thank you for the reminder.
You're most welcome, Samantha. Thank you. And I'm going to pray that you find the happy solution, that happy medium, and maybe call me back down the road and let me know how things turn out. I'll pray for your parents as well. Thank you. Well, we're out of time for this hour, but we're not out of time because we have two more hours on the Patrick Madrid Show. They'll go by quickly, too. So if you want to call, I wouldn't wait too long. 888-914-9149. Plenty ahead, lots to talk about, including a couple of crazy situations with the whole pronoun gender ideology war. Some updates on that I'd like you to know about. We'll get to all those things and your phone calls right after this.
Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny.